Good afternoon. My name is Tracy, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Algoma Central Corporation's third quarter results conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, and I'll now introduce your host for today's call, Mr. Peter Winkley, Vice President of Finance and CFO. You may begin your conference, sir.
Thank you, Tracy. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Algoma Central Corporation third quarter conference call. As Tracy said, I'm Peter Winkley. I'm the VP Finance and CFO of Algoma. Hopefully by now you've seen our third quarter news release, which was sent out yesterday. And in addition, our third quarter filings are posted on SEDAR. We are broadcasting this event live courtesy of CNW, and you will find a link in the latest news section of our website for some PowerPoint slides of the financial presentation of this call subsequent to the call. Joining me today is Greg White, President and CEO of Algoma. This afternoon, I will walk you through the financial highlights for the quarter, following which I will turn the call over to Greg for his perspective on the quarter and the outlook for the business. We will then open it up for questions. Before we begin, I should remind you that our comments today may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risks and uncertainty that could cause actual results to differ materially. Some of these risks are disclosed in the management's discussion and analysis portion of the company's annual report and in the annual information form filed with the relevant securities regulators. Also, unless otherwise noted, all amounts are in Canadian dollars. I'm going to walk through our financials for the quarter and touch briefly on operating highlights. We're pleased with the results we achieved in the third quarter. Our business segments continue to produce strong results. However, some non-cash foreign exchange items have impacted the comparability of net income quarter over quarter. Also, I am happy to remind you that the current quarter comparative to 2011 is not impacted by any acquisition-related items, as both quarters reflect 100% of our domestic dry bulk business. We're reporting consolidated revenues for the quarter of $173.4 million compared to $184.2 million last year. Third quarter domestic dry bulk revenues for 2011 were particularly strong, due in part to higher fuel prices, which impact our overall freight rates. We also saw fewer operating days this year, particularly for gearless bulkers. This was partially offset by revenues recorded in ocean shipping related to a shortfall in annual tonnage commitments. Overall earnings after tax for our business segments were $34.3 million, up 7% compared to last year. Domestic and ocean dry bulk segments were both strong contributors. Net earnings for the quarter ended September 30th were $29.9 million, or $7.69 in basic earnings per share. In 2011, we reported $35 million and $9 in basic earnings per share. The swing is attributable entirely to foreign currency fluctuations, particularly in the value of forward foreign exchange hedges we have put in place in connection with our U.S. dollar commitments on our Equinox project. In Q3 of 2011, the Canadian dollar weakened by 8 cents, producing a substantial unrealized gain on the value of these hedges, and in the same quarter of 2012, the Canadian dollar strengthened about 3 cents, resulting in an unrealized loss. I will turn now to the results from our business units. Domestic dry bulk revenues for the quarter were $122.7 million, up compared to $133.4 million for 2011, and on a year-to-date basis, revenues totaled $263.2 million this year compared to $255.9 million for 2011. While lower operating days contributed to the lower revenues, an improved business mix between the fleets actually offset some of this impact on segment earnings. Reported segment operating earnings after tax were $25 million for the third quarter of 2012 compared to $23.6 million reported for 2011. This is an apples-to-apples comparison, and there is no acquisition-related impact across the two quarters. Improved mix of business mentioned previously contributed, as did lower repairs and maintenance spending. I should also mention the drop in depreciation expense compared to last year, as both quarters reflect the full impact of the acquisition. The drop compared to 2011 is due to the retirement of three older vessels earlier this year. All of these vessels have since been sold for scrap. Revenues from product tankers decreased to $23.6 million compared to $25 million last year as a result of fewer operating days. For the year-to-date, product tanker revenues are in line with last year at $64.8 million compared to $64.6 in 2011. Segment earnings after tax for the quarter were $3.6 million compared to $4.9 million in 2011, due partially to the lower revenues and to the cost of arbitration, which was held in September. Greg will speak on this matter later. On a year-to-date basis, product tanker segment earnings were $7.4 million compared to $2.9 million last year, and this is due to the cost of additional dry dockings in 2012 and legal fees on the arbitration. Revenues from ocean shipping increased to $19.4 million from $18 million in 2011. Revenues in our ocean shipping business reflect our proportionate share of revenues from the international dry bulk pool in which our vessels participate. The increase in revenue this year reflects increased days in the pool due to fewer days on dry dock for our ships. In addition, the pool settled a commercial claim in the quarter related to shortfalls in annual tonnage commitments. Revenues for the year-to-date from ocean shipping were $54.7 million compared to $55 million last year. After-tax earnings for the ocean shipping segment for the 2012 third quarter were $5 million compared to $2.3 million last year. In addition to the impact of the higher revenues, after-tax earnings this year reflect reduced costs of dry docking as we had one vessel in dry dock this year compared to two vessels last year. For the year-to-date, ocean shipping earnings were $11.4 million compared to $9.4 million last year. Revenue from our real estate segment, Algoma Central Properties, was $7.7 million compared to $7.8 million for this quarter last year. The slight drop in revenues relates to available space in one of our Waterloo buildings. For the year-to-date, real estate segment revenues were $22.5 million compared to $22.2 million, primarily due to higher occupancy levels in Station Mall in Sault Ste. Marie. The real estate segment after-tax earnings for the quarter were $726,000 compared to $1,118,000 last year. For the year-to-date, these figures were $2,298,000 versus $2,735,000 last year. The year-over-year decrease is a result of higher depreciation expense related to improvements made last year to Station Mall and some charges in the quarter for non-recoverable tenant amounts at the mall caused by lower traffic in Phase 3 of the mall. I'm pleased to report that the new Walmart store opened in the former Zellers location in Phase 3 in October, and we and our tenants are looking forward to increasing traffic in the mall as a result. Financial expense for the quarter, which includes net interest expense as well as unrealized foreign currency gains and losses, was $5.3 million compared to a gain of $4.9 million in 2011. All of this difference results from an $11.2 million swing in the mark-to-market value of our Equinox hedges. A weakened Canadian dollar led to a large unrealized gain last year compared to a small loss this year from a strengthening in the quarter. This difference was partially offset by lower amortization of deferred financing costs this year. In 2011, we accelerated the write-off of costs related to our 2009 financing when we completed our refinancing 4 months ahead of the expiry of the old facility. Basic EPS for the quarter was $7.69 compared to $9 last year, due entirely to the increased financial expense. Cash flow from operations for the quarter was in line with last year at $35.4 million compared to $36.1 million in 2011. For the year-to-date, operating cash flow is up substantially at $54.5 million compared to $36.5 million in 2011. We invested $11.8 million in property, plant, and equipment in a quarter, bringing the total such adjustment for 2012 to $45.2 million for the year-to-date. The majority of this investment is in progress payments on our Equinox class vessels. In 2011, we invested $8.2 million in the third quarter and $31.9 million for the year to date, excluding the acquisition of Upper Lake Shipping. The 2011 year to date included final installments on the Algoma Mariner and improvements at the Station Mall. Sales of the three retired vessels mentioned earlier resulted in proceeds of $6.1 million in the first 9 months of this year, compared to $3.4 million realized on other ships last year. Algoma continues to have a very strong balance sheet. At the end of the quarter, we had $134.5 million in cash, which comprised the majority of the working capital of $179.5 million. We also had additional borrowing capacity of $149 million on our credit facility. Between cash on hand and this borrowing capacity, we have more than enough capital to meet our capital expenditure obligations and normal operating needs. Our shareholders' equity at the end of June was $468 million, which equals $120.27 a share. That covers the operating and financial highlights of the third quarter, and I will now turn it over to Greg White, our President and CEO, who will provide his perspective on the quarter and the year ahead.
Thank you, Peter. We can continue to be pleased with our reported earnings, especially when looking at segmented operating earnings net of income tax. For example, as Peter mentioned, our three-month segmented earnings are 7% ahead of our 2011 third quarter segmented earnings, in spite of significant disruptions in some of our customers' requirements and the extraordinary legal expense incurred in the quarter relating to our ongoing dispute regarding the cancellation of three international product tanker construction contracts. The formal arbitration to resolve this dispute commenced in London, England on September 3rd and concluded with closing submissions on September 21st. The arbitration panel indicated that a ruling would not be received before November. We continue to believe that the cancellation of these contracts occurred within the permitted cancellation terms, and accordingly, we believe the arbitration panel will decide in our favor and issue an award calling upon the shipyard to return our installment payments totaling $35 million. Looking now to our 9 months results, our segmented operating earnings are below 2011 by $651,000, but on an adjusted basis, reflecting the 2011 transaction for a full year, 2012 consolidated operating earnings net of income tax are $13.5 million ahead of 2011. We continue to be pleased with the positive impact of last year's acquisition of the Upper Lakes fleet and partnership interest has had on both of our financial results and our ability to manage our domestic dry bulk business in a proactive and forward-looking manner. During our Q2 conference call, I showed some pictures of our Equinox class new building program that were taken during my visit to the shipyard in July. Although I haven't returned to the yard since July, I have received some updated pictures. For those following along on the PowerPoint, the first picture, slide 9, shows the first vessel in the series, Algoma Equinox, on the slipway. As you can see, this hull is almost complete with only the bow blocks, shown on slide 10, and the engine room and accommodation blocks to be assembled on shown on slide 11. It is expected that the Algoma Equinox will be launched from the slipway by the end of November. The next picture, slide 12, shows the second vessel, the Algoma Harvester, on the slipway with most of the double bottom structure and the screen bulkheads in place. It is anticipated this hull will be launched in the first quarter of 2013. We expect to have the first four vessels of this eight-vessel series, which are all gearless bulk carriers, delivered to us in China by the end of 2013. The other four vessels, all self-unloaders, will be delivered in 2014. In closing, I would like to reiterate what I said during the Q2 call. We are generally very pleased with the results from all business units, and we continue to expect near full utilization for the balance of the year. Of course, this is barring any unexpected events that could be disruptive to the North American economy, and, more importantly, no further unexpected extraordinary weather conditions. As you saw in our press release yesterday, the Board of Directors of Algoma has announced a cash dividend of 60 cents per share payable at the beginning of December and a share split by way of a stock dividend shortly thereafter. I believe the board's confidence in the strength of our business is demonstrated by these two dividend announcements. and I would remind you that our quarterly dividend has been raised twice this year. The share split is being done to make our shares more accessible to a broader group of retail investors. We have seen considerable interest in Algoma over the last couple of years, and we wanted to take steps to make an investment in our common shares affordable to smaller investors. We are hopeful that the split will increase our trading volumes and bring new investors into the market. We have been advised by the TSX that the shares will begin to trade on a do-bill basis on December 5th, and the new shares will be distributed on December 14th. I will now turn it over to the conference operator for the question and answer session.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from the line of Blake Felham with Raymond James. Your line is now open.
Hi, Blake.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are things in Calgary today?
Just great, thank you. It's a little bit foggy here, though. But I just wanted to thank you guys for having the call a little bit later in the day today. Much easier.
Right,
it's okay.
In the middle of lunch hour, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. We don't take lunch here. A couple of questions. The legal costs associated with the vessels in arbitration, I kind of calculate about $2.3 million. Is that about right? Or?
Yeah, that's in the range, yep. Sure.
Okay, good. Question I have on the new ships that are coming over, you say that In some of the presentations I've seen that they'll be 40 to 45% more efficient than the existing fleet. Does that mean that the existing fleet average, or is it, and if that's the case, would the percentage be even greater for the ships they actually replace?
What we're saying is 45% more, less emissions on a ton kilometer basis. And that would be compared to our average, the average of the rest of our fleet. So for some vessels, that would be a lot more, and others it would be less.
Okay, thank you. My calculations on the balance sheet, where you're at now, and where you could be at down the road, is like, you're going to have a lot of cash at the end of 2013. What's the plan down the road? To continue to upgrade the fleet or other acquisitions?
Obviously, we're not going to comment specifically on a forecast of where we think we're going to be next year. You know, we would certainly, and we've said all along that these new vessels are a significantly better return than our current fleet. We are certainly looking at alternatives with the balance of the fleet, and we would advise you when the time's appropriate if we are going to make additional investments.
Okay. No, that's good. I just can see that the balance sheet is in good shape, and next year's cash flow, if it's like this year's, should set you up pretty well. And I know I harped on this last time, but water levels, is that beginning to cause a problem, or I know that
certainly the level of water throughout the Great Lakes is a cause for concern, and it's more a cause for concern for our customers, because they're the ones who end up paying the cost of our shipping. If we're shipping less, that the net cost per ton goes up. So it's a concern throughout the whole system for everybody that it's making the Great Lakes system a little less competitive.
Okay. And the wheat board changes, is that, are you starting to see any signs of the environment on that basis?
Well, the wheat board has been the CWB under its new name for 3 months, and it's quite early days to really make a comment on it. We continue to move grain for the CWB, and we continue to work with other private grain companies who are now competing with the CWB, and that's an ongoing process.
Okay, great. That's all I have.
Sure. So next slide.
Congratulations on the quarter, guys. It's really good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, there are no further questions in queue. I turn the call back over to presenters for any closing remarks.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you for joining us today. Should you have any further questions, please give either Peter or myself a call. Good day.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.